The nation's new head of border and transportation security told lawmakers today on Capitol Hill that progress is being made protecting the nation's borders. Homeland Security Undersecretary Asa Hutchinson said new technology is helping immigration and customs officials better screen people who try to enter the United States illegally.
They have access to the INS database. They have access to the FBI database, and it has made enormous difference. These are new accesses since September 11.
But Hutchinson said a lot more needs to be done to coordinate and improve the databases. Lawmakers are concerned there might not be enough money in the president's budget for border security and that it could prove difficult to implement a new entry-exit system to track foreign visitors. Massachusetts Democrat Ted Kennedy said manpower is another big problem on the border.
If you don't have the best trained people that are going to stay there and be highly motivated, highly committed, and with a good morale to be there, and this is constantly a challenge, particularly in the INS.
The nation's ports and cargo containers also continue to be a security concern, despite months of efforts to protect them from terrorist attacks. One problem is money. The Bush administration's latest budget includes few new funds for port and cargo security, and local authorities and businesses say they can only pay so much of the costs themselves. NPR's Pam Fessler has more.
Huge orange cranes stack container after container onto ships here at the Port of Seattle, one of the busiest in the nation. More than 1.5 million of these big metal boxes come through here each year. They usually start out in Asia and can end up just about anywhere in the United States. They contain clothing, electronics, food products, anything Americans might want. But it's what else they might contain that worries Mick Dinsmore, the Port of Seattle's chief executive officer.
It's the ability for someone to put obnoxious material in a container and showing it manifested as toys, as an example, and then it gets across the Pacific and ends up in our harbor to keep me awake at night.
By obnoxious, Dinsmore means things such as chemical, biological, or radiological weapons. Just one weapon in one container, he says, could have a devastating impact on the U.S. and world economies.
I believe you'll see the nation's ports shut down, and it will be a long and arduous process as to when they would open up again. So it'd be profoundly negative.
And profoundly expensive. Billions of dollars could be lost every single day. That's why port, business, and government officials are anxious to improve security. But they're also trying to figure out how to do it without slowing down the flow of commerce.
So now the intent is to look inside the container and figure out what are the contents.
Vic Verma is head of Savvy Technology. He's here at the Port of Seattle demonstrating a new system to track and secure containers. Some 6.5 million of them enter the U.S. each year, but few are inspected.
And this container, for example, has 1,260 Hello Kitty radios produced by Emerson Electric.
He's just opened this container by deactivating an electronic seal using a special code on a handheld computer. The purpose of the seal is to ensure that no one can tamper with the contents after they've been loaded and checked overseas, and to be able to monitor the container until it reaches its final destination.
So let's go to another container where we will tamper with the container.
It doesn't take long for the unauthorized opening to trip an alarm, first at the originating port in Asia and then here in Seattle.
Well, I guess an alert came on. And as you can see, by the way, just to put it in perspective, that was sent from Singapore.
Officials hope the technology can be used to limit the number of containers that pose a risk and need to be searched. But so far, the seals, which are being considered as part of a federally funded pilot program, have only been used on a few hundred containers. And none of the $28 million Congress approved last summer for the pilot program has been distributed yet. Democrats, including Washington Senator Patty Murray, have lambasted the administration for not acting more quickly to avoid what she says could be a crippling attack.
It is absolutely essential that we get the money to our ports to do everything we can to prevent an attack like this so that that kind of economic disaster doesn't hit this country.
Stephen Flynn, a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, says one problem is that there's no agreement on who should bear the cost of port security.
That issue has not really been resolved. It's been resolved to the extent that the president's budget next year provides no money for port security.
And that's after the president signed a maritime security bill that's expected to cost ports, many of which are managed by public authorities, several billion dollars to implement.
So it's pretty clear where the new requirements are going to have to be bankrolled, and it's at the port level. But we face a situation where virtually every major city and state in this country is hemorrhaging in red ink. And this industry itself operates on very thin profit margins, and so there isn't a whole lot of resources to bring to the table to address this glaring vulnerability.
The result, says Flynn, is that very little has been done so far. But administration officials insist progress is being made. They point to more money in the president's budget for the Coast Guard, which plays a key role in protecting ports, and for other container security programs.
Okay, come on back. Swing it. Swing to your left, John. To your left.
At numerous ports, including here in Seattle, mobile gamma ray machines are now being used by customs officials to inspect containers singled out because of questions about the cargo or the shipper. As the gamma ray truck passes a container, an extended metal arm scans the contents and projects an X-ray-like image on a screen. Inspector Pamela Woods reviews the results of one of the scans.
It's probably knocked down furniture, basically office furniture, and it's pretty nondescript.
The black and white image shows what looks like the skeletal outlines of chairs and crates. Woods can manipulate the picture to reveal any irregularities.
But if there was something in there, like something of a weapons of mass destruction type, it would show as a black something because of the density. It's a different density.
Containers with anything suspicious looking inside are open for further inspection. Former U.S. Customs Commissioner Robert Bonner heads the Bureau of Customs and Border Protection in the new Department of Homeland Security. He says about 5 to 10% of containers that enter the country are now targeted for screening.
I feel very confident that we have a good system for selecting out those containers that could potentially have some kind of a terrorist weapon inside them, and those get screened.
In addition, the government is negotiating with foreign ports to allow U.S. inspectors to screen containers before they head to the United States. Agreements are in the works with 18 of the 20 largest ports, and right now about 25 U.S. customs officials are stationed at 5 of them. Flynn of the Council on Foreign Relations says these are important first steps, but that's all that they are.
On a scale of 1 to 10, we started at a 1 on September 10th, and we're up to about a 2.
He says the grade won't go much higher until there's the same sense of urgency about port and cargo security as there was about protecting the nation's airports right after the 9/11 attacks. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Seattle.